Moshi Moshi? Ah, Friday-san. How may I help you?
Yes. Zaibatsu-san, I have a problem. It seems your employee, Osaki, has not only been masquerading as a costumed villain called The Voice, but he's also the reason your Kitsune team has gone missing. He's kidnapped and brainwashed them, and now they're about to fight my Fox's team.
I see.
Even worse, all the giant monsters they've been fighting are, and I can't believe I'm saying this, mutated breakfast cereal mascots created by your company and grown in a lab.
That is quite the series of events.
So did you or didn't you know about any of that?
Oh, I am well aware. Huh? Osaki-san outlined his plan to me in his project proposal. I enjoyed the slides in his presentation.
So you and the Inari Corporation as a whole are comfortable being an accomplice to all this?
I am more than comfortable dodging the consequences. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a golf game to get back to.
Foxes, Transformation Time, Kitsune, Part 4 of 4. Inari Corporation, Tokyo, Japan.
Is everyone ready?
Ready.
Transformation time.
Spirit of a fox's wisdom, racing through the snow. Kitsune Gold.
Spirit of a fox's fierce passion, hunting through the city. Kitsune Red.
Spirit of a fox's mischief, frolicking through the grass. Kitsune Orange.
Three warriors, nine tales of justice,
defending Japan, defending the world, Kitsune.
Sponsored by Inari Corp. Ow!
Yuki? I can't believe you just interrupted their transformation call.
They were being creepy.
Yeah, but they hadn't even started fighting us yet.
That's the best time to hit them.
Now that introductions are out of the way, Kitsune!
Kill them.
By your command.
Oh, sure. You two had to give them my idea. Whoa!
I'm pretty sure they already had the idea to kill us.
Of course they do. I gave them that idea, along with every thought that remains in their minds.
I really don't care.
Their minds were so filled with hope, filled with justice, but ultimately, so pliable.
Still don't care.
Well, I for one would imagine you put a lot of thought into your evil master plan. I bet it would make a great monologue.
Freya, you have your tape recorder handy?
Recording as we speak, but try not to call attention to me. I'd like to keep hiding under this desk.
Sorry. Fox ladies hit hard in their suits. Oh, hey, Friday. You get hold of Mr. Corporate Guy?
That hurt. Oh. Mr. Saibatsu sends his regards and his full culpability in everything that's happening.
He gave his blessing for all aspects of this scheme. The secret lair hidden underneath the corporate headquarters, the genetics lab, kidnapping Kitsune, brainwashing them to the perfect and questioning fighting force.
What did they question when they weren't brainwashed? The budget cutbacks? How awful the equipment is?
All of the above, honestly. And the change is refreshing.
Hey, that!
No more salary disputes or disagreements with Inari corporate policy. No more back talk, just their sweet voices working in unison.
Die in the name of Inari Corporation.
Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful. Really should have brought back up in a place this creepy. But still, at least Yuki and the others bought me an escape. With any luck, Osaki hasn't noticed I snuck out. So what do we have here? that science laboratory, just as Osaki said, with lots of tanks full of free-floating... What am I looking at? Oh, that's not right. These really are lab-grown breakfast cereal mascots. Not even finished growing. But do I let them out, or keep them right where they can't hurt any... Oh no! Okay, let's not be hasty. If you can understand me, let's not seek a violent solution here. I can just go back out the way I came.
I have to agree with Mr. Whistler. We're getting our butts handed to us.
Might have something to do with the fact that these women had comparable fighting skills to ours. And that was before they transformed into their battle suits, and before a giant tanuki monster almost crippled us.
Nah, we can still take them. I could go know another two or three
fiery kitsune blasters.
Never mind!
Story to Foxes. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Anything you could do to interrupt this colorful firing squad is just fine with me.
In that case, head to the elevators. I made it to the basement lair.
Already at the elevators. The rest of you get a move on.
We can't all vanish like a ninja.
Holy Zubaz, we're gonna need a distraction.
I got just the thing. Hey, Red. Yeah, you. Still haven't blasted us.
Sally, what are you doing?
Know what I think? You dime store foxes couldn't hit the broadside of the tanuki monster slowing it.
Hey, you tricked me.
And now you just hit your boss. Looks like your gun's still pulled to the right.
And there's an upper limit to this brainwashing. Good to know. But we're on a time crunch.
Right. Elevator! Right this way, Miss Gallagher.
We're taking your boss with us. He makes a great human shield / hostage. So don't follow us unless you want me to make sure you hit him.
Recalibrating weapons fire.
Wait, what are we doing?
No, don't shoot at me. Once is enough. Just meet us in the basement.
By your command.
Well, guess we've just delayed the inevitable.
For the last time, unhand me! I am clearly injured, thanks to you.
Hush, you. Dory, where'd you go?
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Or look good. How many backup mascots have they made down here?
No time to ponder that now. Dory's in danger.
Guys! No, wait! Us. I just got them calmed down. Now you've made them cry. I hope you're happy.
Why are they harmless all of a sudden?
I think this is what they're normally like. When it's time to send one of them out to go on a rampage, Osaki drugs the mascot creature into a blind rage.
Correct, Dory-san. Kitsune! Glad you could join us. I've invested a lot of resources just to keep this corporate machine running, but sadly it's time to cut losses and refocus.
And that means disposing of this project and everyone connected to it.
Exactly.
Kitsune, it's time to...
Don't let up! If he can't give orders, then he can't...
What, foxes? Why is his body... bubbling?
The genetic material from the vats! It's mutating him!
Nani? What's happening? What is he turning into?
I would guess a little bit of every creature in this room. So he'll grow to giant size.
And then we scramble Kitsune! Oh, and beat him up, and blow him up!
Why wait? He's not giant-sized yet, is he? And our ocelot always brings explosives.
Good point.
You haven't defeated.
Go for the voice!
Later. All right, one last song, but that's it.
Come on, Ms. Galford. What's our hurry? We've got the booth for the night. And you have an amazing singing voice.
Listen, the fact that one of these parlors is even open right now is a miracle. Why let it go to waste?
Personally, I'm happy to stick Inari Corp with the responsibility of monster cleanup. It's their mess anyway.
You think that's a conflict of interest? Considering they're also profiting off of the insurance of it all?
I'd rather get plastered than think about that.
And then there's the matter of those lab-grown creatures who didn't ask for any of this.
And that's why I adore you. Always thinking of the people who can't help themselves.
Yes! I knew you two were a couple!
We haven't quite put a name on it yet.
Even though these idiots have been obvious about it for months.
There's no need to rush it. If we make anything official, it'll be the end of the season.
What season? Spring?
She probably means the end of their standard 50-episode television season.
Wow. Things really are different here. Oh, hey, Dory. We've got Kitsune couple here, I'm with Yuki, and even Friday and Uncle Buck are cuddling together. Don't think I didn't notice that. Don't you ever date?
Not often, but here and there. Ah! And there's my date now! I hope you don't mind, but I told him to come here.
The Tanuki monster?
It's okay! It's okay! Don't think of him as a monster! See, we didn't actually defeat him last time, and turns out he's a really, really sweet guy when you get to know him.
Thank you, my dear. Now, what is this karaoke I've heard so much about? And is that a cheese dip?
You've been listening to episode 4 of Foxes, Transformation Time, Kitsune, written by David Ellis and produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Additional music by Chris Honeywell, performed by the Akadeka Ganagon Theater Works. Casey Shaw was Kitsune Gold. The Mocha Wizard was Kitsune Red. Pamela Jean Agalus was Kitsune Orange. Sarah Palmero was Yuki. Claire Void was Sally. Vanessa Van Zare was Dory. Nicole Tomte was Sultry 80s Voice and Friday Galford. Thomas DJ was Buck 50 and Mr. Whistler. Cambry Varner was The Voice. Eugene R. Hendricks was Kenji Zaibatsu. Tim Price was Osaki. Jim Moon was Tanuki-san. And Chris Honeywell was the cleanup person. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8tw Discord. You can find the invite at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Excuse me. We finally mopped up the last of the monster goo, sir. We're about to dismantle all the tech equipment. Is that an ocelot?
He is Mr. Whistler, an associate of mine. The dismantlement is unnecessary. He will be taking over this operation. And after that, another round of golf.